The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Word became flesh and dwells among us.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Upon this New Year's Day, year of our Lord 2023, as able, may we stand together in the praise of God.
There's a star in the east on Christmas morn. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. It'll lead to the place where the Savior's born. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your flocks and leave your lambs.
May we pray. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. A lesson from the book of Isaiah, chapter 63, verses 7 through 9. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely. And he became their savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A lesson from the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 10 through 18. It was fitting that God, from whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here I am and the children of God, children whom God have given me. Since therefore the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he may destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now let us read Psalm 148 along with the antiphon. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights. Praise the Lord, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Praise the Lord, all ye shining stars. Praise the Lord, ye highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created, who established them forever and ever, and fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling God's command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, ye young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name alone is exalted, whose glory is above earth and heaven. God has stepped up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are near their God. Praise the Lord. Now let us stand together for the Gloria Patri.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 through 23.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called you my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you.
Please be seated. The dawn is breaking slowly over the snow-blanketed city. You have assembled yourself for the morning with your coat and hat and mittens. You stand like a medieval knight with his standard, you with your broom or shovel in hand. And dawn is breaking slowly, say in upstate New York, say in Buffalo, a week after the great snowfall. Shakespeare knew the beauty and terror of the dawn. The gray-eyed morn smiles on the frowning night, checkering the eastern clouds with streaks of light, and flecked darkness like a drunkard reels, form forth day's path and Titan's fiery wheels. Now, ere the sun advances burning eye, the day to cheer and night's dank dew to dry. The great poet and playwright knew, as was said of our Lord in his earthly ministry as well, knew the heart of the human being. He knew the complexity of moral judgment. He knew the ambiguity of corporate and governmental life. He knew the strange subterranean interplay of spirituality and sexuality. He knew the elusive mobility of truth, which, to be spoken, requires a lifetime of rapt attention and sometimes years of isolated pain and imprisonment. What this country may need to start a new year is neither a chicken in every pot, nor a good 5-cent cigar, nor a plain new fair or square deal, but a rivetingly taught course or two in Shakespeare or Paul of Tarsus. As you start, at whatever dawn you face, ponder this good news. Christmas brings strength. A new year, strength to start. A new path, strength to start. A new relationship, strength to start. A new diagnosis, strength to start. A new commitment, strength to start. A new situation, strength to start. Christmas offers strength at the outset. In the first place, we may plainly affirm that together we find a shared strength at Christmas. We listen to the words of St. Matthew, the story of the Magi, and we hear them as God's word. The words of Scripture are holy in that they stand over against us. They take the measure of our self-deception. They outlast our passions and defeats and very lives. These verses will live longer than we, and rightly so. They will still be heard when we will not be. They will be heard when you and I will not be. So they have the power to help us to begin the service, the day, the week, the year, looking out in Christmastide at a new year. The words of Scripture start with the whole of life in view and with the end of life in view. And we too must make our various beginnings, and so we are not displeased to find here an inspired manner of entry. By example, the kings assert strength to start. The passage opens the year with joy and leads us into a new vocabulary of love and delight, words of wisdom that the kings celebrate, and which will adorn the gospel as the gospel unfolds. These words are meant to become our living vocabulary, dictionary, glossary. We are to learn them again as the new year unfolds. Think of some of them. Grace, peace, thanksgiving, fellowship in Christ, faithfulness. Oh, that we would bathe ourselves at the outset of each day in such a shower of strength. For you, all of you, have been found in a new situation. You are in Christ. You have been seized, at least for a worship hour, and so maybe for a lifetime, by the confession of faith that is the confession of the church. So start the day strong. Much will befall to challenge by dusk. Start life strong in childhood. Much comes later to unsettle. start with laughter and play in summer. Much in autumn and winter proves more difficult. And start this new year with strength, like a skier carried along by gravity. You will pass by and over and around the bumps. Start this week and each week with the hearing of the Holy Word. Much that is less than holy will greet you later. Go to church on Sunday. In the second place, we may plainly affirm that the gifts of Christmas are reliable in time of need, are firm in the face of danger. They make us confident when we need to be, and inwardly secure when we have to be. Whether we are young or mature or old, whether we are babes in Christ or approved in Christ or wise in Christ, we make our starts with strength, recognizing that, as one author began one famous book, life is hard and life is struggle. For the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to the people of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. I once said to my father, a graduate of Boston University in 1953, "That's not fair. This is not fair." He replied, as you would have done, "Whoever told you that life is fair? Life is not fair, not by a country mile. Not fair to those who suffer untimely loss, not fair to those stricken with unexpected illness, not fair to those whose limbs are taken and torn, not fair to those who should have been chosen, not fair to you. Time and chance happen to all. Not fair to those of whom our South Texas Weekly Internet congregant and theological poet, Reverend Milton Jordan, writes. Imagine Joseph's difficult decision. He and Mary have a child less than 2 weeks old. With few resources, perhaps a gift or three from the visitors, Joseph takes Mary and their newborn child and strikes out across the country looking for safety in another land. Imagine them now, their few resources long spent, at a crowded border crossing, asking for asylum in this foreign land. Is this not fairly the heart of the simple gifts we shall share in a moment at the Lord's table and at the Lord's behest? It was a borrowed upper room, not a paid-for condo, in which the meal was shared. It was a circle tinged with betrayal, not a safe, protected team within which he washed feet and lifted cup. It was an evening before defeat, not a twilight of victory past, during which wine and bread were given. It was lack that gave way at last to hope, treachery that was the doorway to a later hope, suffering, the suffering of the cross, that made way for the hope in which we now stand. It was Jesus giving himself to us in sacrificial love in a week when we may have known disrespect, betrayal, insult. Whatever harsh word you now have reason to hear and overhear, hold on, it's not the last word. Start with trust and strength. Paul suffered shipwreck and lash and hunger and despond, yet he could still sing with confidence, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. He who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ." Have you begun with the Spirit to end with the flesh? It is God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we preached among you, was not yes and no, but in him It is always yes, for all the promises of God find their yes in him. Beloved, resolve to choose and memorize one of these verses of hope wrought in struggle in this calendar year 2023. Whatever silence and despair now accompany you, hold on. Your lasting friendship is in Christ. Martin Luther recounted his many attempts to find peace with God through self-discipline, religious duty, acts of contrition, his own works, till at last he collapsed. At last he found his way out from the harsh word of command, from authority to obedience, and out into the meadow of hope in a calling, a word from wisdom to happiness, from the kings to the Christ. But this availed me nothing, he wrote, nor did it free me from a fearful and dreadful conscience. This is God's word. This one thing God asks of you, that you honor him by accepting comfort. Believe and know that he forgives your transgressions and carries no wrath against you. We learn late or early that without explanation, rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. In time of trial, though, you may start again with strength. You have the love of God, the gospel of Christ, the grace of the Lord, the baptism of the church, the prayers of the church, the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, the sacrament of communion, the word of absolution, the decision of faith. Use them. Rely on them. Let them buoy you up in a time of trial. What more do we need? In the third place, we may plainly affirm the strength that comes from beginning with the end in view. Though they found him an infant, one who does not speak, they saw him a king, one whose voice rings out to all the world. This Christmas Sunday reminds us that the Lord Christ is both Alpha and Omega. When at last we set down our various tools and trades, when at last we have lost our eyes and ears, when at last our final paycheck has come, when at last the various dawns have given way to dusk and dusk and dusk, here too we are in Christ and nowhere else, of Christ and no one else. Somehow, all the little subplots and sufferings of this present time are going to find their full place and point in a greater story, the day of God, the lifespan of Jesus Christ. Today is God's, and tomorrow is God's too. Earth is God's, and heaven is God's too, somehow. So we need and want to be together with and for each other every Sunday morning, come Sunday, right here, right now, to know one another, to love one another, and then at last to remember one another. As our Haines, Alaska internet listener and obituary composer, state writer laureate Heather Lend put it, writing about the dead helps me celebrate the living. My neighbor's friend's husband and five children, and this place, which some would say is on the edge of nowhere, but for me is the center of everywhere. Only such a hope can sustain travelers like us, who seek wisdom and who seek love, even as that hope has sustained the church for 60-some generations. Such a hope strengthens the Magi, unsung saints and heroines, and those names recall a sure Christmas strength. Some are enshrined in Scripture, Matthew, Paul, Mary, John. Some are known in tradition, Gandhi, Heschel, Sadat, Teresa. Some are from closer experience, John Dempster, Francis Willard, Daniel Marsh, Lawrence Carter. And one, more sung than unsung now, greets us on this plaza every morning with birds in flight, emblematic of a real Christmas strength. Only such a hope could have strengthened Martin Luther King on August 28, 1963 in Washington, and all the long bitter way to April 3, 1968, his last earthly night, his last sermon. I just want to do God's will, and he has allowed me to go to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land, so I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. At Christmas, we start with confidence about the end. You are strengthened to start in the hope of Jesus Christ this Christmas tide. Christmas strength, strength in Christ, strength in times of trial, strength with hope for the end. Put on the whole clothing of Christ as you stand at the dawn of the rest of life. We'll put it in terms familiar. Put on the whole wardrobe of Christ as you seize your shovel. Put on the sweater of grace. Put on the boots of peace. Put on the mittens of thanksgiving. Put on the toque of fellowship. Put on the scarf of faithfulness. Put on the snowsuit of sanctification. Pick up the shovel of salvation and the ice pick of hope and the salt of happiness. For today, by grace, we are given a Christmas strength. Amen.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
gracious God, forgive us our sins, cleanse and deliver us by pardon and peace, and bless these gifts freely we have received, so freely help us give, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. You created light out of darkness and brought forth life on the earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. In the fullness of time, you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, and at his birth, the angels sang, "Glory to you in the highest, and peace in your people on earth." And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. As Mary and Joseph went from Galilee to Bethlehem, and there found no room, so Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem and was despised and rejected. As in the poverty of a stable Jesus was born, so by the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. As your word became flesh born of a woman on that night long ago, so on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, till Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us and taught us when we pray to be bold and say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us your peace. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new, saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of a gospel true, thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow, Christ the babe is born for you.